No me importa, ya no me importa nada. Con quién y dónde estás, dónde te irás, no importa.
Like, fuck it, that's what I want to do. I want to stand the fuck out. I don't want to be just another regular artist. If I'm going to drop it, I'm going to do it the right way. Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
You invest in yourself. You give yourself more value.
Audio Vox.
Welcome back to the Audio Vox. On today's episode, we got the homie Bands. He's a Cuban music artist doing trap, reggaeton, and urban Latino. Today, we cover his projects and the music industry.
What's good, man? How's everything?
What up, fam?
Chillin', chillin', man.
I see we live in the studio today.
You already know.
Yo.
From here to the booth.
Let everybody know what you're working on.
Mucho proyecto en camino. Tengo muchas canciones que ya han salido. Almost all the songs are charting right now, so thank God that's good. You know, independent artist doing his thing.
Okay. So slowly, you're not signed to no label or nothing right
now? Nah, I'm doing my thing, you know. Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
So these projects that you're dropping and stuff like that, they're under independent community?
Yeah, Bands. Under Bands.
Gotcha.
Bands puts the money up. Bands records it. Bands does everything.
Does the video. Does everything.
You already know, bro.
Good, good. Nah, it's like that is the best. I have full control.
Call it out of pocket records.
Out of pocket records. Yeah, because that should be out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So take me back to you when you first started rapping.
Shit, well, I started rapping in Cuba when I was like 6 with my cousins. They used to do music and shit. So I still remember the rhyme. Me encontré una blanca dentro de un disco con la mini falda más corta que he visto con los ojos negros. La llevé a un hotel. Y ella me dijo, mami, no sé, papi, no sé qué
hacer. Okay.
I was like 6 years old. They made that shit. That shit was funny. But since then, I've liked music. And then I came over here, I do my thing. Then I met on my dog Tones. Oh shit, you is Tones. And then, you know, we used to kick it at Tones' crib.
Yes, sir.
Back then, my name was Tumbe, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
We did
a
bunch of shit.
Yeah, it was dope, man. We did a bunch of shit. We jump out the barbershop. I just finished cutting hair. We'll jump out. We'll go straight to the crib right there where I had this little studio set up and we'll just fucking get down, man. We'll just find whatever beats we can find. We'll make English songs, Spanish songs.
Yeah, and shit was fun, though.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we got that? Like we were talking earlier, the Benzino Studio.
The Benzino Studio, that shit was lit.
Yeah, that was a good experience right there.
Tremendo photo shoot there and shit.
Hell, yeah. We were in there for hours doing photo shoots, everything.
We thought we made it. Oh, we lit.
Hell, yeah. That was fun.
You remember they had a bunch of Young Money niggas there? It was, you remember when we got there?
Yeah, they had to saw somebody
crew,
before us.
Yeah, the Young Money shit when they were starting. And he had just signed Drake and all these people and shit. I was back in the fucking days, though.
Hell yeah.
So we've been doing this shit.
For a minute.
Shout out to Daze.
Yee! 100.
Yes, sir.
So how long have you been doing music for? How long have you been doing it for?
You know, so I've been in the game for a long time doing this shit, even before trap in Spanish was trap in Spanish.
Yeah, remember, we had to go on a mission to find beats or rap on.
That shit didn't exist back then, so, and then, you know, but now a lot of these niggas that came on, they got famous first, they're like, oh, I invented it. Well, nah, nigga, we've been doing this shit.
For real. Bro.
You know, we just never took it serious. But yeah, you know, we've been doing hella shit in Spanish in your crib. But now since I've seen a lot of people like, bro, from Manuel to Almighty to I could even done songs with fucking Bad Bunny. I did songs with Daleks Music, like,
okay.
I did shit with everybody, but then I never took it serious. So I'm like, coño, every nigga I used to record with is now the biggest niggas in the game. So I'm like, what stops me from doing this? I never took it serious like they did. So now I'm like, fuck that. If they getting paid, fuck that. It's my turn.
Hell yeah.
My time is now.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Hell yeah, man. And that's dope, because at least right now you're working from where it seems a lot of projects are going to start dropping.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
We got a lot of shit on the way, bro. Like, I've been taking it serious since last year, starting like June. So basically, I've been a whole year solid. We got like 2 million streams. Music's charting everywhere. So we must be doing something right.
Hell shit. Yeah. So what was, what was your first feature that put you on?
I would say Cocuyuela.
Okay.
When he was like the hottest rapper in the game, like talking about the biggest. At the moment, he was the fucking biggest in the game. And I didn't even know how to rap, basically. All I ever done was the shit we did at your crib and shit with him, and I saw him perform. I was like, damn.
You're like, hell yeah.
Like, okay, like he set the bar for me, like, God, this nigga, like the energy he brings, the professionalism, like that shit was dope. I was like, damn, this motherfucker go hard, this shit, I want to do this shit. So ever since then, I'm like, fuck it, this is what I want to do for real. And then we just took it from there, and here we are.
Do you feel like by obviously the hustle you put it in and the feature that worked out with him opened up doors for you to be able to work? Because you're working with big artists right now.
It did blow up, but since I was a rookie in the music, I was supposed to keep dropping music. So it's like I built a buzz and then it died because I didn't drop no more music. I stopped for like 2 years and I went back to working with Hollywood. Then we did a couple other songs. Then I stopped again. It was like an in and out. You know, that shit never works. It's consistent. Like I'm doing now, consistency. Look, I've been consistent and it's starting to show.
Yeah, we just pulled up Spotify. You're in the top charts right now.
You feel me? We charting, baby. We charting. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. It's
respeten
showing.
Los rangos, coño.
That's what's up, man.
Yes, sir.
So what you got cooking up right now? What you working on?
Well, right now I'm trying to finish an EP with Young Beef.
Okay.
He's one of the hottest. He introduced trap in Spanish to Europe.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we got an EP on the way with him. I got a couple songs already with him since back in the days. And now, them shits are charting too. Si tu te vas, no le mientas más. We got so many. And now the EP on the way. I got songs with Taligoya, Lito Quirino, Chocolate MC. I even got songs with the Funkadelic King, George Clint.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He put me on his album and everything.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. They even sent me a check for that shit. I'm like, well, hold up, what?
You're like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's dope. So, yeah, we've been in this bitch. And I did that song with him like 5-7 years ago.
Look at that shit.
Yeah, bro. So, we got to be doing song right.
Oh, that's great, man. Shit, we in the studio right now. You fucking shit, cooking up.
We getting the stove ready. We're about to drop some shit.
Look at that, man. So name me some producers you've been working with.
Well, I've worked with different producers in the game from Cool and Dre to Uli, Tones from Daze. now I'm working with Jerry. Jerry Edition is where we at right now. Yeah, bro, we've been doing a lot of things. Just working.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's the energy, bro. It's
all about energy.
Yeah, it's all how you feel in the studio, bro. It could be the best producer in the fucking game if the vibe's not there and it's just not there.
No, of course, because then you feel awkward. Yeah, you're like, fuck this. Like, oh, this I don't like it.
The vibe ain't right, the energy, or a bunch of suckers in the studio looking at you funny and shit, hating, you know what I'm saying? Or,
yep.
Or the producer think he a rapper too. Oh, no, but change this word. Shut your ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So take me through your creative process to make a record with the vibe. How you, like, what sets it that you like,
It depends. Sometimes, if I really like a beat, I'll write to it for a couple of days and then I come here and lay it down. Or sometimes if I don't have anything at all, I just put a beat. I drink a couple of Bacanas, you know, and then I just spit it out.
Right.
I actually did a raw song that shit's a hit. And I did that right here drunk, just spitting, and that shit came out pretty dope.
Nice.
And now La Zoe.
Who's that?
Huge Spanish girl from Spain over there. She's jumping on it, so that shit's gonna be pretty dope. We working. And that's what I like, bro. To be honest, like a lot of artists in Europe who are bigger than the people here in the United States, if they like your music and they like the vibe,
they support
on some real shit. Like they don't be like, send me a check. Oh, send me money to record. Oh, no, bullshit. They just work. You know, they want to work. Damn, I like the music, the vibe. That shit's dope. Let's work. You know what I'm saying? Here, everybody be like, send me money. Everybody broke a foot trying to get over on the next person. Then you work with them, they don't even put up the song.
Yeah, you do all this work with them and
and they make me want to pull up in the studio, smack the shit out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck it, I don't need this energy. I just work with the people who want to work. Fuck that.
No, absolutely, because it motivates you at the same time.
Straight up.
And you guys are putting each other on.
Love is, you know, mutual respect. It ain't about money.
Yeah, because a lot of these artists are Hollywood fake.
It ain't even that they're Hollywoods. A lot of them are broke as fuck.
Acting like they got money.
They're acting like they got it, but they're really broke.
Yep.
So they just want to squeeze anybody they see. If you coming up, anybody, yo, pay me, yo, this, that, and then they show. In the beginning, they'll suck your dick. And then when the song come out, they act like they don't know you. Nigga, you was sucking dick 2 months ago. What happened? That's how it is, bro. You fake as fuck.
Yeah, man. A lot of these these artists are like that. Like you're saying, trying to take advantage of people and they're not authentic.
Yeah. So I got a message for all you new upcoming artists. All
right, let them know.
If you believe in yourself, just do your thing, bro. Just work with what you got. Believe in yourself.
Facts.
If people want to work with you, work with you. If they don't, fuck them. Don't give your money up. Fuck giving up your money for a bigger artist. Fuck that. Invested in a video and your promotion. Fuck these niggas. Yo, oh, God, bro. Fuck that.
Nah, listen to you. You even have a different mindset. Yeah. That's why, like you said, like right now, how you're charting, how you're doing this. That
because
is...
I realized you don't really need people. You got to believe in yourself. And whoever wants to work, work. If it comes, if the love comes mutual, fuck it, work with them. If they speak about money right away, just be like, nah, it's all good, bro. Like,
yeah, invested into something else.
Fuck that. We'll do promotion. The shit's a promotion. If you drop a song and you're not Drake or Justin Bieber, your shit ain't going nowhere. I don't care how hot it is. You got to put money behind it, bro. Fuck the money in the feature. Put money in your promotion. Put money up, $200. Whoever dances the best fucking video for my song, shit like that. Like, promote your shit. Like, fuck that.
Facts. Because that's the only way it's going to
expand. It is.
Because
then you
trend.
Waste your money on these artists. And when you put it up, they don't even acknowledge it. And then you mad for no reason because you're like, damn, I dropped the money I had on this sucker. Nah, he don't even show love. But in the beginning, he was showing all his love, respect, all this fake shit. And now you mad as fuck, hating life. Oh, fuck this rap.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. Just do your own thing, man. Believe in yourself, bro. Just do you. Trust me. It's not going to happen overnight, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Facts.
But just keep it going. How long we been doing? How long we started ago? Like what?
A minute.
Like 8-9 years ago type
yes,
shit.
Been a minute.
I'm still here, bro. We just working. People are like, oh, bands came out of nowhere. Nah, bitch, I've been doing this shit.
Shit.
I just never was consistent about it. I didn't know the game. Now I'm learning. As you go, you learn. As, you know, you fuck up and you try again, you learn shit. Then I don't want to go on this route. I'm going to take this route. I don't want to fuck with this art. I'd rather do this. You learn as you go, bro.
Absolutely.
The best thing is knowing about the business. What the fuck you're into.
Yeah, you got to learn every piece of the business. And you've been about the business, though. I remember you were working at some place there and the fucking floor rider walked in and you were like fucking already spitting game. Like, yo, what's up? Put me on or jump in the studio and shit like that. And you jumped into it quick. You quit your job right there.
But the floor rider shit, like, he had just opened Strong Arm. He did want to sign me. He showed me my love. He sent me to Pipe, Poor Boys, all that shit. But then it's who you meet in there. Like that Puerto Rican motherfucker who was like, oh, no, y'all don't know Spanish. Let me record this, man. I was like, oh, cool. And then 6 months, he was just taking my lyrics. They didn't show nobody shit. So it was like.
Yeah, the vibe was off.
Yeah, it was just because he wanted to be a producer and a rapper. Mm. His name was Mike. Mike, if you hear this, you a bitch. But yeah, bro, you just fuck it, bro. Just follow your dreams and don't stop, bro. So a lot of times I feel like quitting. But then every week I'm like, fuck it, bro. I don't even want to do this shit no more. And then Uli calls me. That's one of my producers I worked for a long time. He's like, yo, you're charting in Venezuela, top 100 on Apple Music, bro. And I'm like, damn, I was just about to quit this shit. Nah, fuck it. Hold up. We doing something. You got to keep it pushing. It's hard, bro. It's hard, especially when you're putting up your own money. Especially in the beginning when you're like, damn, I got all these bills and music ain't paying my bills.
Yeah, it's a hobby, but still
yeah,
chasing
but
for the dream.
It's something you want to do, but then you're like, damn, I have so much time invested and so much money, but it's not bringing in money at this moment. Like, yeah, now I'm starting to get checks from YouTube, BMI, Sound Change. What is Sound? What is it? Sound Exchange?
Okay, SoundCloud? No, Sound Exchange.
I'm getting a check from everywhere. You know, it ain't thousands of dollars, but it's something, you know. I must be doing sound right, so... Fuck it, we're just gonna keep pushing and see where it goes.
Nah, I bet every time you open that check, it's motivating.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hold up, I got some money back. Fuck it, I'm gonna put this money on artwork. I'm gonna buy a new beat. That's what I do. I just keep reinvesting it back in the game.
That's the way to be, man. Because there's a lot of people that focus on trying to make a song the cheap route, and then, like you said, they don't put promotion. So it's like, how you gonna get it out?
Like, you artists out there, listen, your name. It's like a brand. I'm trying to make bands like Mercedes Benz or fucking a Gucci, you know?
Branded.
I'm trying to get my name out there. My name is like a brand, so I can't be cheap. I can't drop a song that I wasted my money in studio and video and shit and then do a $25 art cover.
Yeah.
So I be doing $300, $500 for all these art shit, cartoons, all this shit. But people like it.
Yeah, it looks so official.
A lot of people be like, yo, bands, you killing this shit. Don't stop. your artwork looks so professional next to these other artists, it just stands out. So I fuck it. That's what I want to do. I want to stand the fuck out. I don't want to be just another regular artist. If I'm going to drop it, I'm going to do it the right way. Fuck it. You invest in yourself. You give yourself more value.
No, absolutely. And plus that you're working with these other big artists, you're pretty much at their level.
Yeah, you can't be cheap. Because mm-hmm. then if you cheap, you're just making your name cheap. People ain't going to respect it. Like, oh, who's this? Oh, nah, fuck that. You seen this art cover? Now I don't even want to click on this shit. Yeah, that's people, what people really are. People could love your music and be like, who the fuck is this? Oh, this shit look cheap. Oh, fuck it. I don't even want to play this shit. That's facts. What people are, bro. That's the world we live in right now.
Yeah, of attention. Everybody wants...
the clout. Everybody want clout.
Yeah.
Coño, that shit look weak. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't like this beat or whatever
damn,
it is.
Damn, I don't understand this song, but damn, the picture look dope, though. That's how it is, bro. That shit crazy out here.
Yeah, that's why sometimes when I see an upcoming artist that at least has a video, has something, but the music's still developing, he's not all there, I'm like, he's still on the right track. Because he's still developing himself.
He's working for his shit, you know?
Compared to other people that are just trying
nobody
to make
stars,
music.
Nobody stars like Jay-Z, and they get flow... Top flow, and you ain't gonna start rapping like Eminem and shit. It takes years of experience, you know? If you hear even Rick Ross, when he started back in the days, listen to his voice. Every day I'm hustling. Now he's like, every day I'm hustling. That damn cool, what happened to your voice?
Yeah, well, he probably got fatter, so he got deeper.
Nah, bro, that's the producers. They making his voice sound better, yeah, for bro. Sure, for sure. A big boy can be saying, every day I'm hustling. You know, if you listen to it, he sounds...
Yeah, he sounds completely different.
Super different. Now he's like, boss.
Yeah, for...
Back then he would have been like, boss.
Boss.
Yeah. Oh, no, the money changed your voice. What you do?
And look at him now. He's fucking taking over.
Biggest boss in the game.
It's Ross. No, Big Ross is it's fucking been growing.
Yeah, big. He representing us in Dade County, nigga, 305.
Hell yeah. What a big ass crib in fucking Georgia, sure. Right?
Yeah, he doing his thing. He doing his thing.
Yeah, I know that he just opened up the cookie dispensary with Burner in Vegas. That shit looks like a museum.
He has wing stops. He has finger licking. Not doing his thing, dog. Yeah, motivation. We trying to get there too.
For sure.
Yeah. Talking about Ricky. Look what I put over my shit. Look, this is the real shit he could say right here. Let me see.
Move fast. I want to move correctly. I just don't want to waste no time. If it's something that's going to take us a year to make, if it's something that's going to take us 10 years to make, that's fine. As long as we don't waste no time.
Facts. Time is money. Time is everything, bruh.
Hell yeah.
It's true. This rap shit take 3-5 years? Fuck it, it'll take 3-5 years, but let's do it right. Mm-hmm. They get 3-5 years, we got nowhere? Nah, that was just a waste of time. Now you tell me in 3-5 years of pushing and we getting there? Fuck it, let's do it.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen a progression by the third, fourth year,
hey, I've been in 1 year, really putting it hard, and
no, there's a lot of progression.
They're showing up, dog. I'm damn, the fruits of my labor.
From recording in my studio to now,
from recording at Tones, Daze, Benzino, all that shit. Even Flayta started taking pictures back in the days with us. That's where he started.
Yeah, his first photo shoot.
I remember rapping. He'll be next to me taking pictures. I'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Everybody start somewhere, bro. Everybody just got to support each other and just keep it pushing, bro.
Facts.
If your friend's doing something, support them, bro. And if you're charging, don't try to get a discount. Pay the full price, motherfucker. Same way you pay full price for another motherfucker you don't know.
Absolutely.
That's how it is.
I tell people all the time with a video, I was like, hey, you're popping bottles, but you can't pay me for a video decent.
Yo, Tone, let me get some free sandals. Damn, motherfucker, you were last night throwing 3 racks at bitches. You can't give me my money for my sandals? Nah, hold up. Fuck that.
Yep. It'd be like that.
That's how it is, bro. Shit.
Yeah, man. People will be hitting me up. Hey, I work with this artist. I'm like, I don't really care.
We don't give a fuck. The artist ain't paying my bills, cuz.
Facts, though. Time is money, though.
Facts. Time is everything.
Yep. Time is everything.
Time wasted is the worst shit you can do.
Yeah. You got to have the longevity progression of what you're working on.
Yeah, facts. And if you don't see nothing out of it, just quit and do something else.
Facts.
Fuck it.
So when's the next project that you're going to drop?
We got a video coming out on June 4th in a couple of days.
Okay.
With Rizzo from New York and my dog. We got the video coming out. It's a dembow, that shit hot, and club shit.
Okay.
Then on June 9th, right after, we got a song with Jordan Jeffrey and Papi Trujillo. It's a Spanish track, another Spanish track, dope as fuck for the streets.
Trujillo, I think I've heard of him.
Papi Trujillo,
he did something with Anuel? Was it him?
No. He's done a couple things with Young Beef. He's
Oh, I'm confusing him with the other guy you made a song with, Quirino? Or...
Lito Quirino.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my dog. We on. What up, Lito? Nah, that's another dude that cool as fuck. You meet a lot of people in this game, dog. Some are fake as fuck. Some actually keep it real, give you advice. He was one of those that gave me advice and kept it real.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
And the things like that that make you feel good, you always remember.
Nah, yeah, remember for sure. Because some people just fucked up, bro. Make you want to do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Just fake shit.
Extra you
gotta stay
Hollywood.
Away from those people, dog. Just keep it pushing.
Yeah, because they take that energy and you're like, yo.
Nah, because keep they it. Hate, dog. Like, I'm an artist. If you raw, I'm like, damn, buddy, raw. Let me jump on a track with him. You know, he nice. These motherfuckers will be like, yo, he nice. Fuck this nigga. I don't want to work with him.
Gotcha.
You gonna outshine me on this song. Like, damn, bro. The whole point is to keep working and getting better. Making better music. Fuck if he's better than you. If he's better than you, jump on the track.
For sure.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Yo, he nice. Yo, what's up? Let me jump on the verse with you. Fuck it. Now, everybody think the same, though.
Nah, man. That's the way it should be. Because like that, you could be able to collaborate, work, and expand more.
Exactly. When everybody think like that.
Yeah.
People just weird, though. There's a lot of weird people in this shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of ego, and they think they're
there. A lot of hate. There's a lot of hate, really. That's really hate.
And especially that they're working on it for so much time, and then
and
you
then
start passing
been in
them.
The game so long, and then they see you coming on. They're like, "Yo, he coming up too quick."
Yep.
Oh, he trying to use me a stepping stone. Nah, motherfucker, I'm trying to work with you same way I'm trying to work with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm saying? You should see me a stepping stone. I'm new. I'm fresh in the game. Maybe it gives your career a little boost. You know what I'm saying? They don't see it like that. They see it. Like, oh, he gonna outshine me. Man, there's a bunch of birds in this game.
Yeah, that's that fucking.
Nah, they say
eagle.
Fake it till you make it. I can't, bitch. That's why I'm still here.
Yes.
If I could fake it till I make it, I would have been on.
Long time ago.
Yeah, because motherfuckers want you to put your head down and shit. Like, I cannot be in a room and put my head down just because you've been in the game longer than me. Like, fuck, I'm from the streets. Fuck this music shit. You ain't gonna talk down on me. You a fucking dork just because you got higher rank in the music. Fuck that shit. But a lot of people do that. They gotta suck it up, put their head down just to make it. I can't.
Yeah, you don't have to be sweating an artist or anything.
I'll stay out the music. Fuck it. You crazy, but I can't let another man talk down to you. Nah.
Nah, I feel you, man, on that. So let everybody know where they can find you at.
You can find me in every platform, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or music, whatever it's called, everywhere. Every platform you can think of. Bands. B-A-N-D-Z. Yee.
Facts, man. Well, it's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate you.
Same, man. Love you, Tones, anytime, bro. You know we go way back. Well,
love you, man. Appreciate the support. Audio Box.